dog.
Hey, hey, hey.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, are you ready for this one?
UCR.
Go.
We saying what we want, give it to you, not come. Any place, any time, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna go. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Uncensored Radio. We are so happy to be back. Like, oh my gosh, we were preempted last week by technical difficulties. But now we're back. We're in the house. I am Karen Ashley, along with Jeffrey Emmett. How are you, Jeff?
Woo-woo!
Wow, that sounds fabulous. And Katrina Johnson's in the house. Hello, my sweet darling.
Hello! I'm ready to get the party started.
Yeah, somebody's got a birthday party this evening.
Yeah, I'm kicking it off in Cali, and I'm already drinking, and we have a sponsor coming to join us, and it's wonderful.
Ooh, sponsorship. You got to love a sponsor. You just got to love a sponsor. That's fabulous. Well, I should have known you'd have a sponsor at your birthday. Like, I can't imagine a Katrina Johnson event without a sponsor.
I mean, what do you think? I'm going to make my friends pay for their own food? Duh.
Right. It's like, you go roll with Katrina, you ain't going to have to pay for nothing.
It's quite fabulous.
You've been a part of that, huh?
Yes, with limo service and everything. It was quite fancy.
She is VIP times 100 million, so it's pretty amazing.
Well, guys, I hope that you enjoy hearing Ms. Ashley's bubbly, lovely voice tonight, because I fear that tomorrow she might not want to do the show if I'm on it, after she sees the party favor tonight that I expect her to wear.
I've already seen it. You know, Daisy, like, texted me a picture, and it was like, you're welcome.
Well,
she definitely blew your surprise.
I'm going to kick her, first of all. I'm going to kick Daisy where the babies come out, and she's getting in touch. And then, well, you should thank her, though, because it was worse. It was crazier and not as cute, the one I originally made, and she made it much cuter.
Right, it had like a bow, and there's like yellow feathers, that's all I saw, and like some Mickey Mouse ears just coming out of everywhere.
Yes,
it was
but
very
yours
dramatic.
Is good because it's a bow with shoes on it.
Oh, okay. I love it.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm pretty excited.
That is funny. So what has everybody been up to? Because we had all these fabulous shows planned out for last week, and then Blog Talk got in the way, and we were like preempted by pop, snap, crackle, pop sounds, and then we were just preempted by no service at all. Like, it was down. The system went down. Supposedly someone was trying to, what was the story, Jeffrey? You got the official story from Blog Talk.
Oh, good Lord. I don't know. Apparently, anonymous, somebody was trying to hack Blog Talk. I guess they did it to Amazon a while back and some other sites. So apparently, you know, they go up to like Amazon, the Pentagon, and Blog Talk. I guess that's how it rolls here in America.
Right. Blog Talk is equally as important as the Pentagon. I think that they're lying to us, but I'm not going to. I want to call bullshit, but I'm just going to let them make it. Because I just don't think anybody would. What would you get from, like, hacking Blog Talk? Like, what would you get?
Well, apparently they didn't get in to whatever they were trying to. Like, I think they're just whatever these people do. Because she named the group, and I just don't remember what the hell it is.
They don't create hackers?
Yeah, like basically they do it to just take down websites.
Why? Who has time for that? I don't even have time to, like, change the pictures on our website. More or less take down a website.
Because I think it's ironic because isn't Anonymous all about non-censorship, and then they go and they kind of provide censorship? They're censoring all of us by breaking in like that.
Mm-hmm. If it's the same Anonymous, if it is. I wonder.
Yeah.
It sure does beg the question.
Yeah, it's just a little crazy. I can't be bothered.
I know, right? I just want to talk about random things, and I just want to entertain the people. That's all. And one day you get paid for that.
Random things. Girl, you know what's fishing in my fucking Cheerios? I'm going to tell you.
What?
Why Friday did I miss General Hospital? Because it was preempted. And why again today? It was preempted for a fucking moment of silence. Look at my heart goes out. It really fucking does. But don't fucking interrupt my shows.
Oh, Lord.
Fuck that. I watched it all week on CNN. You ain't got to come over to ABC. Fuck that. Go to the ABC News channel. Get off my fucking General Hospital.
People really wanted to see the funerals, and they wanted to see the memorials, and they wanted to see
a moment of silence? Are you kidding?
I don't need to see that.
That's what you're going to get from me when you talk about General Hospital, a damn moment of silence.
Oh, Katrina.
Listen, bitch, I hope you trip on your Barbie heels.
Well, not true. I promise, honey. Bill, it's going to be your fault.
And I have to say, there's like a little competition going on. I can't talk about it, but Katrina is competing with you, Jeffrey, and you don't even know it.
What?
Katrina's competing with you, and you don't even know it.
I think I got a heads up on the competition.
Yeah. She's offered to be my fluffer, and she says she specializes in Power Ranger massages. And
right. Is she trying to go on a long-distance trip here or something?
She's trying to.
That trip that I know about that you might be taking?
Huh? I told her that you've already pledged your case.
Yeah, about the trip that you might be taking. Are we on the same page? I don't want to be confused.
Yes.
Oh, fuck no. That bitch will be drunk. No, it should be fucking no.
I know. I don't know that I can rely on you, Katrina. I think you would be MIA, and you'd be hauled up, and you wouldn't be fluffing me or massaging me. You'd be fluffing
and
massaging others.
I would be fluffing you. Just said fluffer.
Honey, I was a drag queen. If there's one thing I can do, it's I can fluff.
Well, besides that,
who's going to go and get the coffee and the breakfast in the morning and tighten the weave?
It's going to be you, because you always like say,
you
outsource.
You're
going to
outsource.
Send James.
Yeah. Well, Joey.
Jamesy. Where's Jamesy? Jamesy,
you don't even know what we're talking about.
In Lexington. But any trip,
I have no clue what y'all are talking about. I have no clue what y'all are even talking about.
There was a conversation today that hypothetically I would go on a, like, let's say I went on a vacation or I went to work somewhere. And Jeffrey said, I know you taking me. I'm your radio wife. And so then Katrina's like, you're taking me because I'm a professional fluffer. You don't need a manager. You need a fluffer. And so Jeffrey just proclaimed.
I ain't trying to go with her manager.
Jeffrey proclaimed that if he went on a trip with me, I would need him on a trip because he would go get, who's going to go get the coffee? And who's going to help me with my weed? Last time I checked the scoreboard, Jeffrey does all of that.
Well, I got a question. Can I plead my case in this one? Can I plead my case in it?
Oh, sure. I'm taking resumes.
I'm currently unemployed. So I have no prior obligations. Like Jeffrey and Katrina. So,
bitch, fuck you. I quit my job.
I'm done.
Daycare is closed.
Wow.
Can I be filled in my thoughts on what the hypothetical trip would be? Where
James,
would be
if you if you knew, you'd be even more excited. The bitch is going someplace tropical.
I kind of have an idea, but can y'all keep putting
really?
Me in the loop by a text message or something?
Yeah,
how do you
kind of? Will.
You're just telling everybody, aren't you? I haven't even told Joe about your vacation.
No, I didn't even, it ain't even happening. Like, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not going anywhere until I get a plane ticket. I'm not going nowhere.
As far as I'm concerned,
at the house.
Whether they give you a ticket or not, I will get your ass there and we will go.
Uh-uh, babe, it's 10%
really
or it's no go.
I just heard ass and go. That's all I heard.
Look, it. It's your duty as the
I
radio
said.
Husband to take myself, your radio wife, and my boyfriend-in-law.
Oh, the two of you.
Oh, you hear that? No, he wants you to take your man, his boyfriend-in-law. Your man.
Yeah, my man's the boyfriend-in-law.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, well, I was accidentally, we were getting confused because I kept calling him husband-in-law, but that's not the case.
And I was like,
You talking about Joe?
He's a boyfriend-in-law. I know, I was like, Joe's the only husband we got in this circle.
I was like, oh. Well, husband-in-law just sounds better than boyfriend-in-law. But needless to say, like, he's got to compete for time. Like, he interrupts my time, and I get angry.
I did call him the wannabe fiancé-in-law, but he ain't put a ring on
it. Oh, that's cute. That's adorable. I like that.
Bitch, I got an extra ring here with a diamond in it.
He's bribing you with diamonds now? Really?
I mean, it's
really?
Real little and shit. Real low. You're going to have to get you
get
a magnifying glass. But it's a diamond.
It's like a piece of spit.
Uh-uh, girl. That shit from Kohl's. That shit was like 75. No, 136.
Oh, it's definitely a piece of spit. Jeremy, I'm by a diamondologist. I'm sure it's not on the level.
Well, you know, I went to some store with Jeffrey where they had boxes of fruit by the foot, by the ton, and they had diamonds in there that I liked, and they were cheap, too.
Oh, BJ's.
What was that store?
Like
that place was great.
It's like Costco's, but we don't have Costco. Well, I think there's Costco's in Syracuse,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, it's like Costco.
Yeah, it's just called BJ's,
no,
which made it even more of her favorite place because of the name.
Right. The BJ's. I know. It's so appropriate. Why is it? This is something funny that I saw last week. So, you know Daisy. She's one of the co-hosts of the Schmooze. She posted on her, you know, Facebook wall. She was kind of like, hey, guys, what's your favorite 80s movie? Like, she was totally trying to get the fans to interact, to kind of, like, throw in there, like, you know, so everybody's like, where are some of the 80s movies? Like, you know,
Breakfast Club, Weird Science.
Miss Katrina Johnson is like Debbie Does Dallas.
Wasn't it in the 70s?
I don't know, but this is one of her movies. Think about it. Only Katrina Johnson would list a four as one of her favorite 80s movies. It says a lot about her.
I mean, I am a cinematic expert. You know, I have discerning taste in the cinema.
Oh, man.
Speaking of which, I need to know, Ms. Ashley, did you see the reunion special, whatever, follow-up episode of Love and Hip Hop?
The one where they got into a fight, Joe Budden and...
Yes,
I saw it.
And then they talk about who got naked.
I can't hear you. What did you say? They talked about what?
Talked about who got naked, and it was men. Two of the men on the show got naked and were busted out on the internet. And so my perverted ass did Google them. Oh, yes, I did, and I saw.
And I need you to send me Joe Budden pictures.
That goes topic of Debbie Does Dallas.
Right. I have a secret crush on him. I don't know why. Something about him is so hot. He's so, like, intelligent, but yet, like, used to do drugs, but yet, like...
Wait, who?
Whore. It's a guy on Love and Hip Hop. You don't watch.
Are you talking about Joe Budden?
Yes, Joe Budden.
Yeah, he's kind of sexy. He is. He's delicious. He's like a, what is he? Is he mixed?
I don't know. I'm thinking he's probably something.
Girl,
bye,
Rachel. You can't say mixed no more.
Why? I can't say mixed.
Because biracial people get pissed when you call them mixed.
Karen, would you get pissed if I said the word mixed?
No, I actually use a hair product called mixed chicks.
Oh, fuck you, bitch.
No, exactly. It's called mixed chicks, and it's just for people like me.
But don't you...
But it's not quite crazy either.
Wait, you know what? This just brought up something. Katrina, you know how Miss Girl over here is all about, why has it got to be about race? Why has it got to be about race? Well, tell me the other day, well, it's like 2 weeks ago, we're on the phone, right? And this bitch is in the car, she's driving along, toot-toot, boop-boop. And all of a sudden, she's like, oh, there's a, I can't, what the fuck did you call him?
I called, well, it's a guy. This is the thing. I don't think you understand, but that's kind of the, that's what it's called. Like, guys who dress like vatos, like, you know, guys who have that look where they still have the old school, like, you know, old school Mexican vato kind of look. And
yeah,
it's almost like the Chicago style
that had that look in high school.
Yeah, and what I was telling him is I'm Mexican. I can call a guy a vato because that's my heritage.
That's not
like,
what you were calling him.
I think it was. What did I call him?
No, I think it was something like, oh, what the fuck? Something with a C.
Chicano?
A cuatro?
A cholo?
Guapo. Cholo. Maybe with the cholo?
A cholo? There's a song called the cholo. Like, you do the cholo dance. That's like... That's a style. That's like
saying
like the
top. Well, see, I don't know. That just to me sounded like it just, mm-mm.
He was not, he didn't like it. He didn't like it. He was like, how dare you? How dare you call him a cholo? And I was like, but that's a style. Like, that's like a B-boy. That's like, that's a
style.
I don't know.
She was like,
oh, I like so.
And then she was like, if I rolled down the window and was like, hey, Cholo, he'd be like, what's up, Ma? I'm like, uh-oh.
But you know what? I was kind of happy that you were like, very, like, you were like, oh, that's not right. You can't say that. Like, I'd rather someone be overly politically correct than just be like, oh, crazy. And then I told him, I said, Jeffrey, are you the same person who refers to gay people as fags? Like, that is way more offensive. I don't use
no,
that
No, it's
word.
Not.
I love it when he says that. I'm all about reclaiming the word and empowering myself
right.
for it.
I was just,
I like
Rick and I just had that conversation because he was like, he said something. He called me, I don't know, like buddy or some stupid shit. And he's like, is that not offensive to the gays or something? I was like, but you can call me a fag. I don't care. Because it's just a word. Like, it's just a word.
Right.
You can call
me
fat.
But you know a lot of homosexual males or females will be so mad if they got called
out. Oh, I know. But, and you know, like, again, like, I just think it's all ridiculous. Like, we're getting pissed off over words. Like, let's get pissed off over some real shit. Like, to me, it's just a fucking word. Simmer down.
Right.
Sit down. Pump the brakes.
Well,
let's move on. It's a word.
You know what?
Why are you...
The only thing I can kind of say is that it might have the same feeling that people get with the N-word because that word came from hate. It didn't come from an endearing place.
Well, again, though, like, I think, like, that to me, the word.
Homosexual males have, I mean, or, and females have been tortured. They've been beaten. They've been, you know, crimes have been committed against, you know, people for being homosexual. So I think that's why people get offended. I don't think it's really the word.
But
I
don't, like, see, this is. I feel like, yeah, I don't, if it comes from hate, I think it's a different story. But again, like, for me, it doesn't bother me. But I feel like, okay, if you're fucking saying the word out of hatred, I can see where people get pissed off. But if you're just like, what's up, faggot? I mean, it's just whatever. It's a word. But then I feel like if you're black and you won't be like, what's up, and you're using the N-word, dropping it like a top, you can't get mad when somebody else say that shit. Like, like, I can't get mad if somebody's like, faggot.
See, that's the whole
argument. I can't because...
Like, that's really the internal struggle with black people. Like, there are black people who are mad at other black people who use it. Because they're like,
oh, I know.
You don't realize where it came from. You don't realize what slaves endured. You know, they go through the whole thing. So I get it. I get it. So, I mean, I guess, I don't know. I don't know, from both words, because it's just like, I'd rather stay in a positive place.
See, apparently the Italians get mad over guinea or wop, and I think those are fabulous words.
You know
I use it all the time.
In this whole conversation, because I just get myself in trouble so much. So I'm just going to not say anything, especially about fat people.
You know what's horrible?
Even
it's
though I used to be one.
It's plus size, Katrina. It's plus size now. It's not fat. It's plus size.
Thank you.
Actually. Like, you know, I'm kind of ignorant when it comes to certain names. You know, like, we did not have a very diverse town, I guess. And I mean, we just didn't have, like, people that would say shit like that. So, like, I'm still to this day, like, somebody will call somebody something, and I'm like, what's that? Like, I won't know. Like, what's that directed towards? Like, you know, I mean, the first time somebody, what's the one? I thought it meant, like, they were a bar back and worked behind a bar. Like, you know, it's just so stupid.
Oh,
yeah, 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 yeah.
You thought they were a bar back?
Yeah, like, because we were at the club or something. Like, I mean, it was, like, 10 years ago. It wasn't, like, last year I heard. You know, like, I had never heard it before. And he had said that, and it was, like, a white dude. So I was like, what? Like, I thought it was a... You know, thing, but I thought it was real funny. So I'm laughing like an asshole, nigga. He just came up with some, you know, trashy name for a barback. Yeah, and then I found out what it really was. I was like, oh.
But what's the word? I don't know what the word is.
Wetback. Wetback.
Oh, yeah. They get mad. People get mad.
Yeah, like. Like we could go over the dictionary of the words and like what I thought they were.
Yeah.
What they ended up being.
You lived a sheltered life. You lived a very sheltered life.
You have to remember, this was like after coming out of Catholic high school. Like, nobody said, nobody fucking used those words. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't even know what gay was until I was, like, driving.
Right. See, but you're lucky because you didn't grow up in a place that was like, you know, I grew up in Texas, where it's like, I think every... It's like, it's just like horribleness. I don't know, I mean, it's a great place to raise a family. It's a great place. I'm not trying to speak ill of Texas, but it is known for its racism and discrimination.
Well,
like, it does,
you know,
hold the greatest population of Ku Klux Klan members, known members, live in Texas.
Wow.
They list themselves loud and proud.
And I always think of Texas as so civilized. And when I hear choir member, I think of, like, you know, making love to sheep and stuff.
Like, join the moose club?
You know, I don't know.
Do you all have a moose club out there?
No,
I don't
know what it is.
I don't know. Like, and it's kind of creepy to me. Like, they're grown people that join a club. I think it's called the Moose Club or the Moose Lodge or something. I'm not really sure how it all works. But there's, like, a president. And
are you talking
president.
About the elf? Lodge, ding dong.
The Elks Lodge.
Oh, maybe.
I mean,
what was that called?
The Moose Club.
The Elk Lodge.
Moose Elk. It's close enough. They're big things with horns.
I don't know that that's popular anymore. I know in Texas,
well,
like in Odessa, Texas, my mom said something about the Elks Lodge once, and I was like, "Is that even such a thing?" And she was like, "Yeah."
Well, I don't know anybody that's in it. I don't even know if there is one anymore. But, like, to me, like, I mean, it wasn't. Maybe, in the last 10 years, there was, like, a relative of mine that was, like, their husband was in it. So the husband wasn't really my relative, just married in. Was, like, somebody in it. And I'm like, you're adults and you're in a club?
Maybe
like,
it's, like, being a part of, like, you know, if you go to golf, like, what is the golf? You know, like, you're a part of, you're a member of
the club. I just can't wrap my head around that shit. Like, you're grown. It's kind
of
nerdy.
A lot of older people do that. Like, old, like, citizens.
Like,
you know,
if I'm going to be in a club, I want to be something that makes sense. Like,
maybe they do,
you know,
positive things,
like a
clean up
club.
No, I want to be in a, we're going to go fucking knock off a bank and make $300 million kind of something, you know, that's worthwhile.
Jeffrey wants to be in a con club.
In
the
what?
Con?
ex-con. You'd be a convict if you go knock off banks.
Oh, yeah, right. I know.
Honey,
Katrina Johnson wants to be in the, instead of like the Mile High Club, she wants to be in the Power Ranger High Club.
Totally. Card carrying member. Thank you very much.
Sorry, bitch. I'm working that out. Okay, wait, I lost my train of thought. So, over the weekend, I did do something exciting. And then today we got to confirm, Joe got vacation time. So, Lips, I will be officially in the neck of the woods with Joey in July. We're doing this big hoorah in Missouri. Missouri. Oof.
Too bad that James is going to be with me in Vegas.
The week of July 4th? I thought he was going later on.
I'm going for my birthday, which is like
3 weeks
into July.
He's going
to
Vegas.
Yeah. So I'm excited, girls, because here's the thing. If we ever go on some crazy bus tour over the country, we're stopping somewhere in Illinois at this amazing candle shop. No, not Illinois. Indiana, maybe. Great. Awesome. And then there's like this huge, like, it's kind of like a warehouse thing, but it's like a flea market, but it's like nice stuff, but it's like, you know, it's in Missouri or wherever, so it's like cheap as shit.
Right.
It is fantastic, but the problem is now we have the Beetle, my cousin Sophie's coming, and then we'll probably have the dog, and we'll have my aunt and uncle's luggage. I'm like, where am I going to put the shit that I buy?
Got issues, man. Like, see what happens.
I'm going
to have to hitchhike.
Well, I told my aunt that what I'm going to do is take all my old clothes and leave them in Missouri for when I come back, so I have room on the way home to shop, and then I'll just buy new clothes when I get home.
Sounds like plan.
Well,
I like that.
Yeah, right.
Well, please stop.
And then I'm going to be screwed, though, if I go to go back there and I'm, like, skinny, and then I got all these fat people clothes. I'm going to need to, like, you know, take them in by, like, well, yeah, you know, it's going to suck.
Well, hopefully you
can
see me on your way down.
Well, I'm booked. We're going. It's crazy.
That
I'm going to bring
so
a video
funny.
Camera this time because some of those town folks, me telling a story gives it no justice to what we go through in person. So I'm going to, like, try to hit.
You're a bitch on the move.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to tell, well, there's no internet connection there, so ain't nobody going to hear from me for a whole week. Like, it's horrible.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, it's not really cute.
Sounds
but,
more like it's vacation for Karen than you.
I hate to break it to you, but she called me just as much as I call her.
I do, but Jeffrey gets mad at me if I don't call him. I don't get mad at you if you don't call me. It's only when I got some gossip and I'm like, bitch, call me.
Exactly. Well, and that's what you fucking do to me. You're going to send me some crazy-ass text message talking about big shit like I'm going to get a Benz, and then you're like, disappear for fucking 30 minutes.
No, but I usually have, like, reasons I need to talk, like, We're busting moves here. We're busting moves here, homie. We're busting moves. I need you to be available.
And I feel the same way. And it's not my fault that half the time we get on the phone and I can't remember what the fuck it is I call for.
Exactly. No, he'll call me and be like, Karen, did you see General Hospital today? And I'm calling him with, like, stuff that hopefully will help him make money.
You're calling him for something that'll, like, change his life.
Whatever, don't buy this bitch's shit. Because she'll call me and be like, oh, did you see Dallas? She's just as fucking bad.
I do. Well, yeah, Dallas was
because
you hadn't watched the Dallas finale. And I was like, Jeffrey, you gotta watch the finale. It's two of the best hours they've ever put together.
And then she'll call me and we'll be gossiping about people in her life and gossiping about people. And she'll be like, let me tell you about why did this bitch.
Something really important that says all the best stories start out with this bitch. And I thought of you both.
That's true.
Well, that
it's
sentence
true.
Is usually followed this bitch. And then somewhere in the next sentence is Katrina A. Johnson from Nickelodeon's All That. I'm just shit. Happy beginning of your birthday week. Well, no, isn't your birthday technically next week?
Next week.
No, it's Saturday.
Technically.
I thought it was Sunday. Oh, I'm a day off.
It's already started because, you know, tonight I'm doing a perverted Disney debauchery birthday.
Thanks for the invite, by the way.
Really? How about I'll do the invite for Saturday pool party? Come on down.
It's a little late notice. If you would have told me like 3 weeks ago, a month ago, I could have probably got a ticket to come out for a weekend.
Because back then I still had money. You need that 2 week window to get the cheap fare.
Do you really think I had a plan that far in advance? You give me way too much credit. I barely
got a text as to where the party was going to be just today.
I was so offended.
We had no location until this afternoon.
Last week, Karen's telling me, oh, yeah, Katrina invited me to her birthday party. But I'm like, oh, did she? I didn't even hear about it.
I called. Your phone was off when you were fixing the Blog Talk thing.
And I got Minnie Mouse ears to prove it.
That's right. She got specialized ears. I showed
her.
Well,
where are my fucking specialized ears? Specialized ears?
I have them. You got to come get them. The last time I gave you a present, though, you left it at my house. I gave you a collection of shot glasses from around the world.
How the fuck did you want me to take a huge ass box of shot glasses? It would have had to be my carry on.
That would have been worse. I collected those myself. You said you wanted some. I hooked it up and you left it there.
Girl, okay, so Karen, she's in California.
Tell me I'm wrong.
When you're in Vegas, Bree, if you're listening, can you go over to Katrina's house? I'll give you the address. And I need you to get my shot glasses and put them in one of those priority box where you can mail up to 75 pounds for like $4.95. Hook a bitch up.
He doesn't even want to come to my house again to collect them himself. He doesn't even want to come to the birthday. He just wants
Oh, no, because I know your birthday party, there's going to be expensive liquor. So you think I don't want to come? But I can't come right now because, I'm too fat.
I understand. But you know what? You're going to like it. It's a Minnie Mouse and Tutu-themed birthday at the pool on Saturday.
And a what?
So it's Minnie Mouse here since I'm coming to Disneyland. And I made all of these special, custom, ridiculous, bedazzled, feathered, crazy Minnie Mouse ears. Jeffrey, you got rainbow ones, and they're bedazzled, and they're incredible.
Did you say coochie?
She did not say coochie.
No. I didn't say coochie. I said
coochie. Well, girl, you never know with you.
No, I didn't make Minnie Mouse ears that look like a coochie. That's just weird, even for me. It's perverted Disney, but that's not it. No, I said...
I was like, is that what a perverted Disney?
No. And bikini and
hair.
And tutus. And tutus.
Mm.
Yeah.
Tutus.
Like ballerina over your bikini. Yeah, no.
Ooh.
A beautiful thing for Jeffrey's part. But, it's going to be fabulous. And Jeffrey's are bedazzled and rainbow. And Karen's are yellow feathers because she's yellow forever, duh. And they have a gorgeous
bow
with shoes on them.
That's so fucked up.
I know. Awesome.
There's now a fee I've imposed that if somebody wants to see Karen wearing yellow, it's going to cost them.
He has imposed a fee, Katrina Johnson.
Yes.
That's
fans,
good.
If you would like to see Karen wearing yellow at the next convention, it's going to cost you $1,500 because, frankly, $150 is going to pay my light bill.
the 10% commission.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, man.
That's
this guy. He's a great manager. He's a great manager. All my rates are based upon his bills.
Can I just at least get a discount? Because I don't know if I brought $1,500 on me. Good thing I brought a sponsor.
Well, you could just send me some more of that tequila, and I would be a happy camper. Though I'm realizing it's very sad.
That. Tequila. We're
I feel
to
like
it to a certain ranger. We saw the gotten it. She drank it.
I got some more. Oh my gosh! You know what I did? I got some more. I got two bottles for you guys, and then I gave a bottle to Daisy this weekend. She was at my house, and my roommate opened it and drank it, and then Daisy... Yeah, well, the roommate opened it and drank it, and Daisy couldn't take it home because taking it across state lines is against the law.
Why didn't you just give her one of the other ones and return it?
Because I want to drink it.
I don't understand. Why is it illegal to take it across state lines?
Open bottle container. You can't have an open bottle in a car.
Put it in a trunk.
I know.
How did you do that?
It's okay.
No.
I just
didn't know people
California. We've got big issues here. Big, big issues. Yeah,
Hello?
And I got enough. So you know how I'm behind the wheel. I don't need any more trouble.
Mm-hmm. She sure does.
She really does scare me. I have to say I've only had her drive me for like all of 10 minutes. And
oh, man.
But it was okay because my fear was subsided by being in a convertible Benz. I was too much like,
lift off.
You actually let her drive you, but you're afraid of plane rides? Are you serious? Katrina Johnson holds the record in car crashes.
Yeah, I've been in 11. Caused 10 of them.
See? Oh, my gosh. And exactly. 10 are her fault. And you let her get behind the wheel, but you're scared to get on a plane?
Bitch, it was Vegas. I didn't know where the hell I was going, and I wasn't going to be like, hey, can I drive your Benz? Like, what was I going to do, get off the plane and be like, I'm going to drive? Like,
that's
you've
asked
for more.
To let you.
You've asked for more than that, Jeffrey.
Wait, what?
I said you've asked for more from us. Driving.
I know, that's fucked up, but I won't. Well, even you were like, here, you want to drive or whatever, or take my truck? And I didn't do it because I'm like, that's a Benz. If I dent that bitch, I'm going to feel real bad. I'll fuck up a rental car because that's bad on me and that's just in my name, but I can't
apparently
be fucked up somebody bad.
Limit. He'll rat you out on the radio, but he won't crash your car. That's good. It's good to know people's limits.
Hey, look,
right.
You know what? Somewhere underneath all my gayness, there is a real man, very small that he probably is, but I do have love for a good piece of machinery.
Okay.
Oh, man, that was great. Oh, that was great. Oh, gosh.
It's the truth. I can't fix the shit. I couldn't tell you what tools are, but I can tell you what car it is by the sound.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Everybody's usually very surprised.
Do you think it's ironic that I'm having a party at the happiest place on earth after you nicknamed me that?
I don't think I gave you that nickname, did I?
I think you did.
I think you did.
You did too. Yeah,
it was just
Trinidad Johnson is the happiest place on earth.
I can't remember.
I know.
It's a short-term memory problem.
So many other
meaner
nicknames.
It's getting worse and worse. Like, I just can't remember shit anymore. Like, it's just bad.
I used to be his little apple of Jeffrey's eye, and now I'm that bitch.
Oh, you know what? And that just reminded me. Last week, I think I wanted to talk about, I saw this commercial while I was watching Dallas, and it's very rare I see commercials. But it was with, what's her name? The Cruise chick, Penelope Cruz. Is that the one that dated Tom Cruise?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, so she's in this thing, and it's for, like, some cappuccino thing or some shit. I don't even know. And it's, like, the commercial's, like, all kind of sexual or whatever. And she's like, Nespresso, what else? And I didn't even know what the fuck it was, but at the end of it, I wanted one.
Oh, the Nespresso machine? It's like a coffee machine.
Like that,
you know,
bitch.
You fell
just
for the okey-doke.
I fell for her. I was like, damn, I don't even like women, but shit. I may make an exception.
Oh,
like, her and that damn foam just got to me. I was like, hot damn.
Jeffrey,
and
so
then
you're no longer gay? Are you now bisexual? What's going on?
No,
it
was just her talking about that damn Nespresso thing.
Mm. Well, she did it for
I was like,
you.
It probably cost more than, what?
That's probably why they paid her millions and millions of dollars to be the spokesperson for it.
I know, but then she's on a commercial with something else, but I only caught the tail end, so I didn't see what the hell product she was hawking. But
well,
I'm like,
you know what? Yeah,
you
did mention she dated Tom Cruise. I mean, you're not the only gay person she's turned.
I don't think he's turned.
I like that.
I think he's so gay.
I don't know. Well, Well, you know what I saw? Oh, my God. Have you seen, does anybody watch James Bond, the new ones?
No.
Okay, well, my thing is, like, I didn't watch it till like, maybe, like, 2 years ago or something. I caught it on TV, and I was like, wow, that's actually a good action movie, and it's not, like, cheesy like the older ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then in this past one, Joe and I watched it last night, and dear God, there's, like, a kind of nod to a gay scene where Daniel Craig's sitting in a chair, and he's tied up, and there's, like, a past agent there, and he's, like, kind of, like, feeling him all provocatively. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Right? So I was just kind of watching it.
That sounds sexy.
Yeah,
right.
I'm watching it, and he's, like, just, you know, touching his chest, running his hand over his chest, and then his face, and then he takes both his hands, and he's, like, going up his thigh or something.
Did
he's
Daniel
like,
Craig
oh.
kill him?
No, get this. So it goes, he says something about, he's like, try something new, and Daniel Craig's like, what makes you think this would be my first time? Girl, I almost passed out right then and there. I started testifying.
Wow.
I was like, oh.
How did we miss that? You know, James Bond could have potentially dipped to the other side at some point in his life.
So then I went and looked it up, and come to find out, Daniel Craig was, like, really pushing to have, like, James Bond, you know, nowadays, maybe be a bisexual and, like, have a same-sex romp. I was like, get the fuck out of here. Well, then I went and looked up some more, and they were like, nope, he ain't never going to be gay. I'm like, look, I'm fine with him being bisexual. Maybe you could just make out with somebody for me.
I'd watch it. Daniel Craig is pretty hot and tempting, so I could see how you'd want to see him making out.
Like, I was just, I didn't expect it. So I was like, well, this movie just got so much better.
You know what's funny is that I never have been into Daniel Craig, but I saw him one day at this, like, outdoor market in Malibu, and he was so freaking hot. Like,
really?
He's so not my type. Yeah, he's actually like, I don't know, it's just something about him. It's just something. I saw him at a Starbucks, and it was at, you know, Cross Creek Market in Malibu, and he was just getting his latte, and it was just something about him. And he, like, said, you know, it was like, I don't know, he just kind of said, excuse me, and everybody was like, like, all the women just died. Like, it's something about the guy. He's got a thing about him.
Supposedly he was in some gay club, I think in Malibu, that he went just whatever with a friend, but then they said that he was, like, dancing with him, and then at the end they said that they were kissing.
Daniel Craig?
But who knows if it's true, but there's reports everywhere. If you look it up online, but I don't know that it was ever, there's no picture, so, you know, who knows. But I'm like, well, maybe he's just a bisexual or real friendly, like. You know.
Interesting.
Like, I feel like people from Europe are a little different. Like, everybody from France is kind of bisexual. They don't really care.
Right. Yeah, nobody cares.
So I'm like,
cares.
Maybe it's something. We have to ask Catherine next time she's on what goes on in Oz.
I like the way he calls it Oz. That's cute.
Mm-hmm. Girl, and if it's anything like that TV show with the prison, ooh, sweet Jesus.
Oh, man, remember that show? That show was so, like, crazy. It was brutal.
I've actually never seen it. Like, I've seen bits and pieces. But I heard there was a lot of male nudity, so I'm thinking I got to check that shit out. Because it's very not fair. You know, the movie industry is just bullshit. And Daniel Craig also said that he was willing to do a full frontal nudity scene for James Bond to please the gays and the women.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know what? It's about fucking time. Because we always got to look at some titties. Why can't I see some peen? Hello? Where'd the girls go?
We're here. I'm here. I count right.
I said girls. Like, right? Don't you feel like there's a major lack of peen in the movie industry?
I sure do. Speaking of peen, I have one here that would like to say hello to you, Jeffrey.
Again?
Yeah, a particular peen that you like.
Hey, Jeffrey.
Blowhole, is that you?
It's Brian.
Oh, that's hilarious. Blowhole's in the house.
Is it Brian, you said?
Brian, yeah, your favorite
sponsor. Brian! Oh, you know what? That man, he piqued my interest when we was at dinner. And he asked them for the paddle that the fucking pizza came out on. And at that point, I was like, maybe we want to go back to his hotel room.
Boy, you're lucky you're married.
When he got that paddle, I just looked in that motherfucker in a whole new light. I was like, well, goddamn.
That was painful.
That homeboy brought, what the hell did he bring us, Katrina? What's that? That Dom Perry on there and a paddle? I said, me and him could be friends.
Right? I know. I have good friends.
Was like, Joe just can't judge me, that's all.
Well, Brian just said Joe was a lucky man because you're frisky.
I am. Yeah, see, that's the problem, though. I'm the freak. Joe isn't so much. He was very confused. He was like, what are we going to do with a paddle?
Oh, man.
See, that's funny because I'm the squarest one and I got it right away.
Right. Like, you know, like I was like, ooh. I was like, Brian, does he want to go for a ride on the wild side? What's up?
Too hilarious.
Big girl or not, I still show you stars on ice. I got this.
You ain't near well enough to me.
He's calling you out, Jeffrey. He's calling you out.
What'd he say?
He said you're not near wild enough for him.
Ooh.
Oh,
well,
I'm not?
Katrina Johnson.
Oh, bitch, let me just tell you something. You may think you're a freak, and I've heard some of your escapades, but, honey, a real bitch doesn't tell the shit they do. I just show it.
All right, man, you win.
He's got a point, Katrina.
I keep
it's
my shit
your,
quiet. Because if people
it's
really
not your
knew.
Time to challenge him.
Well,
I don't
tell you all of my adventures. You only get to know
honey.
The
things that I've heard would make Karen's weave fall out.
Why my weave got to fall out? What
because I'm telling you, if you heard some shit that this bitch told me, your weave would fall out because I was even like, well, okay, but I still could top that.
He's like such a competitive person when it comes to
I yes. Wow. Okay.
You know.
Honey, just because I didn't sleep with every Tom, Dick, and Harry didn't mean I wasn't a freak.
I don't like them
every Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Well, I'm not saying you did either, but I'm just saying, just because I was a goody two shoes didn't mean I wasn't a freak in the sheets.
Okay.
Except I didn't get into that shit where they was hanging people by their skin, though. Girl.
Oh, did I tell you?
No. When we went to Albuquerque for a wedding, and we planned like a bachelorette party at the last minute, and we went to the adult store to get some things, and the guy obviously was gay, because he must have picked up on my gayness. And back then I was a little thinner and cuter. And he was like, oh, I'm bartending or I'm DJing at this club and it's all 80s, blah, blah, blah. We get there and in the front of the club is supposed to be the 80s, but it was like weird techno, not 80s. And then like all these people are like crammed around the back, but the bar's upstairs. So we go upstairs and somebody looks over the balcony and they come over and grab the rest of us. And I'm like, what? We go and they's a big bitch. I mean, big bitch. And she's got like hooks in her skin. Like, well, rings and hooks hanging, and this bitch is just hanging in the middle of the stage by her skin.
Ew.
I chugged my drink and my two friends' drinks, and I was like, let's get the hell out of here because I can't, no. Mm-mm.
Wow.
Ew.
That's
weird.
Like I was driving away.
We found Jeffrey's limit. I didn't think there was one, but we found it.
Honey, I mean, and this part that killed me, like, this bitch was hanging from her kneecaps, and she was big. I mean, she was probably almost the size of me. I'm like, how the fuck is her? Oh, no. It was just, I don't even like to think about it, because just getting the visual, Oh, it really makes me think about killing myself. I ain't gonna lie to you. Oof.
Mm-mm-mm. Cray, cray. Mm-mm-mm.
Girl, you have no idea.
Obviously. Obviously, I don't.
I saw a video where a girl was doing that. It was Tabitha Stevens, and she was all hot. And I was curious because I saw Dr. 90210, and anytime they do the porn stars on there, I always watch it because I always like to see what they do because, you know, they always got to look hot from every angle. So I figure maybe I could learn something. So I watched her get plastic surgery, and then the next movie that she released was her doing that thing that you just described with the hooks and hanging from the ceiling, and it looked so creepy, but I couldn't stop watching it.
Ew.
See, now Lil Shan could watch some shit like that because that bitch is twisted. But I can't, I don't even want to watch it. That dust don't even sound appealing.
Right. If it has anything to do with pain, I just can't even.
Pain
is not pleasure.
I'm okay with a little pain, but when you're sticking shit through your skin and there's blood and fluid, oh, that's just not a good combination.
Ew. Well, see, the thing is, though, it wasn't like hot. It didn't turn me on. It was just cool to watch. It was like, wow, what the hell is going on here? I liked watching it, but, yeah, it wasn't sexy.
No, girl, there's a freak, and then you fucked up. Like, you was abused as a child. You were sticking shit in your body, and you're hanging. That's fucked
Whoa.
Up. You a serial killer.
You gotta exercise the demon.
But if you want to pat him, you can pat him my ass all night long. But honey, you ain't sticking shit in my kneecaps. Ain't doing it.
Ouch.
Good to know. I'll keep that in mind. Thanks.
Mhm. Okay. Good to know. We've got a limit. We now have established Jeffrey Emmett's limit.
I mean, he learns something new every day. I didn't think he had one. I'm surprised.
That's true. I didn't think you had a limit, as much as you talk, Jeff.
A limit about what? Are you crazy?
No, I'm Karen.
You're funny.
I'm Karen. I'm not crazy.
We're not crazy. We're from Texas.
Uh-huh, I know. Ugh. I don't even want to say that because Texans are crazy. I love my home state, but, man, we got some crazy shit. There was a Texas chainsaw massacre that really happened in our state, so you know it's some crazy.
I know, my cousin just got back there. She's moved down there because her fiancé or whatever is in, like, the Border Patrol.
Mm-hmm.
And she just got back,
don't
so I cannot wait to get with her.
That's a bad word.
I can't wait to see what she's got to say about Texas.
I love Texas, but it is kind of a little lunatic-ish. So, I mean, maybe that's what I love about it. It's kind of down home. It's kind of cozy. It's kind of sweet. And then you got some crazy.
It's the home of the billionaires, the big bank accounts, and the bigger boobies.
Hell yeah. Everything's big in Texas. Big boobs, big hair, big everything. Big
I don't
wallet.
Know why I wasn't born there.
I know, girl. You would have been perfect. You would be perfect in Texas. Not that you're not perfect
yeah.
there, but I'm just saying. You'd
I'm
be
saying,
extra perfect over there.
Nicole ain't got nothing on me.
What was that?
Anna Nicole.
Anna Nicole ain't got nothing. Me. I could have done it better. I'm just saying.
Who are your idols, Katrina? Who do you look up
Anna
to?
Anna Nicole. Do you like my body?
Anna Nicole, clearly. Jack Nicole.
She said clearly.
And, you know, Jacqueline Onassis. All of the Real Housewives of Atlanta County. Beverly Hills, not so much Washington because they weren't that rich. And let's see, who else? I'd like to give a special shout out to Kim Zolciak.
Of course you love Kim Zolciak.
Because the bitch is crazy. Sponsors and a wig. She took my hair game to a whole other level, I'm just saying.
I know. Her wigs now are pretty dope. They're good. I like it now. I'm with it.
Mm-hmm. And that first season, oh, Lord, oh. She used to wear those fake, like, plasticky looking
waves. She was wearing the fake hair. Yeah, it was bad. Like, you got to go human hair. Even I know that.
Mm-hmm. It was cray-cray. Like, I can't even believe she went on national TV with that shit.
You didn't know anybody.
I thought her weaves were good. No?
They are now, but if you look at first season, it was plastic hair. It wasn't even human hair.
What?
Yes. Yes.
Who the fuck wears plastic hair? I know drag queens that don't even wear plastic hair. What?
Drag queens know better and do better than most women. So that's not, that statement doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, exactly. They usually got it down pat where we're trying to get on their level.
That's just so rude. I mean, how are you going to go up on TV and wear plastic hair? I mean, that's just ignorant.
They fucked her up, though. Like, they talked so much shit about her. Boy, NeNe was good. Ooh, that was the good old days when NeNe used to let women have it. Like, NeNe was tame this year. I wanted her to just go off on people.
I know. The only thing she said was, okay, Kim's here. Come on, wig. Come on, wig.
Come on, wig. I was like, that reunion upset me because I was like, they really let her off the hook. Like, I would have just been all up in her mix. Like, they didn't really
let
her
have
it.
They can't because she's now the Bravo Liberty. Like, she's better than all of them as far as Bravo's concerned. She's the only one that got her own show. I mean, Candy did kind of different.
Yeah. They say Phaedra's getting her own show. Like, and then, you know, NeNe's gone on. Like, NeNe's got even a bigger show, bigger network.
Yeah, NeNe's doing better than all of them.
But they just announced. They were going to, they just got, NeNe's got a spinoff, I Dream of NeNe. They're going to cover her wedding.
Oh, that's going to be
that.
So cute. I love
Instead
that.
Of I Dream of Jeannie, I Dream of NeNe, and it's her renuptials to her man. So I think that's going to be really funny.
I do too. I love her. I love them as a couple. I'm glad they're back. I like it.
Yes. I was kind of like, it upset me when he went out the way that he did and the things he did because I was like, out of all the husbands, he was the older, wiser one. Like, he was the only person who made sense on that show. Everybody else was crazy, and he was the only one who was like, you guys got to calm down, life's too short, blah, blah, blah. And everyone would listen to him, and then for him to turn on her, woo, it really upset me. So I am glad that he has eaten his humble pie and has gotten his NeNe back.
But I always think it's interesting when you see this big, strong woman and you think that, you know, she's an Omarosa type. She's a man-eater. She's fierce and she's not afraid of anything. And then she takes back a man that did her dirty. Like, that always surprises me.
Uh-huh.
But I guess it shows that she's still human at the end of the day.
Right. So she was really in love with him, you know. Because she went out and dated, like, that one guy, the pizza guy, the millionaire.
I was pushing for that guy, clearly.
He was loving out some NeNe. She was always kind of like, ugh. Like, she wasn't into it. She wasn't into it at all.
It made me laugh when he bought her shoes because those were the biggest damn shoes I've ever seen.
Right, like, they were so, like, her foot is not a size 6. Like, it is huge. It's like a Paris Hilton foot. Yeah, it's, like, crazy. Like, they got man-sized feet. Like, ugh. Like, that can't be sexy. Even even an expensive shoe, a woman who has a foot that big is just wrong. It's just wrong.
Oprah got a foot that big and bitch got billions.
Ugh, it's still wrong.
That bitch wear like a size 11 or some shit.
Oh, that's not cute.
Right.
Mm-mm,
like,
I'm telling you, small people, you know, because you got to be politically correct, they could use her shit as canoes.
I never knew Oprah had a big foot like that.
Yeah, the only reason why I knew, I think it was because you remember her last season?
That's right.
She had a... Oh, never mind.
Bye.
The schmooze is coming up at you. Bye.
Bye.
I could just sit here and do a dance. Now, you can't play this music.
That's what people told me to play. And we're going to get something else, I promise.
Oh, yeah. Well, hello, everybody. I hope everyone is starting off the week on a good note. And with that being said, I'm one of your lovely co-hosts, Daisy, and you may know me from Chick Chat, or the show formerly known as Chick Chat, but we here at Uncensored Radio believe in moving onward and upward, always, and Chick Chat has now been changed to, drum roll, please, Fresh News. That's right, with Miss Stephanie and myself on the ones and twos, keeping you guys saucy. But,
hello.
See, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm a fabulous chica. Now, before we get started, why don't you tell the kitties that our new stuff here, you set up a Facebook page and a Twitter for us. The schmooze is about to get popping. So I'd like
the
for everybody
schmooze to news.
The schmooze news.
Yeah, so we have our Facebook page now. You can follow us, like us, share us, find out all the details of our upcoming shows. And you can find us on Facebook at The Schmooze on Uncensored Radio and on Twitter at The Schmooze UCR.
Nice, nice. Now, this is a whole new show, you guys. So if you ain't schmoozing with Stephanie and myself, then you're definitely losing. So do yourselves a favor, grab a drink of your choice, and relax while we start getting into our first story. Now, I'm going to let Stephanie take this one away because she was very, very adamant about talking about the NCAA.
Well, the tournament just sucks. I mean, I pretty much am like a crushed orange right now because, you know, my Syracuse Orangemen made it to the Final Four in the tournament, which, honestly, I didn't even think that they were going to even – do well in the tournament, but they did, and it was a pretty sad loss that they had just this past weekend, and I was hoping for a final championship game between Louisville and Syracuse, because this is our last year in the Big East. It would have been a nice matchup, but right now, Louisville and Michigan State, who beat Syracuse, are playing in the championship game. So, you know, I'm pulling for Louisville because Big East, you know, even though. But they're losing right now. So, screw the NCAA. I'm done. I'm moving on to the Knicks.
You know, I would love to show my enthusiasm. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. I just heard James giggle. James is screening for us tonight, you guys. So, everybody say hello to James.
Hi, James. Hi. Thank you.
So, Miss Stephanie, you were totally talking Chinese to me right now. I did not understand a damn word you were saying, but you sounded cute saying it. So, you know, mazel tov.
Yeah.
Talking about crazy shit that I don't understand. What is going on with Amanda Bynes? Can somebody please tell me?
The chick needs rehab.
She needs
Jesus.
Is what she needs. Like, rehab, get it. Like,
yeah, okay, so the latest thing she had a eating disorder, supposedly, so that's why she has a hard time with her weight, she tweeted. And then, did you just see the article about her going to her gymnastics class?
Yeah, she went in, like, fishnets and a leotard or something like that and heels.
And she had a meltdown because when they were trying to do, like, some rolls on the mat, she just went off and did a cartwheel, and her black wig fell off, and she melted down and broke down crying, and they had to escort her out.
Well, I don't know if anybody follows on Twitter, but I do because, well, it's entertainment. And I don't know if most of our listeners listen to the Jake Tetlin Show on Saturdays, but Jen has been tweeting Amanda Bynes like crazy for, like, the last 3 days. And, you know, and so is Perez Hilton saying that
you know, she was kicked out of gymnastics class, and now she's saying that she's going to sue all of the media outlets because she did not get kicked out of gymnastics. Like, who cares, really? You have to put that on Twitter? Like, who gives a fuck? I'm reading. Okay, hold on. Let me read to you exactly what her fucking post says. It says, I'm suing every blog saying I was kicked out of gymnastics. What is wrong with you people? Question mark. What would you do if you found fake stories about you? All I'm saying is, yeah. Fake? Not so much. But,
Yeah, well, it says on the source that I'm reading in the New York Post, it says she went to gymnastics class 2 weeks in a row, but the second time she was escorted out because staff were concerned about her manner and worried she might be a hazard to other people in the class. It said, in quote, she immediately started acting strangely, our source says. She lined up with the other gymnasts and each took their turn to perform a role. But Amanda just walked out on the mat, was spinning around in circles and mumbling to herself. Later, when others were performing cartwheels, Amanda did a cartwheel, but her wig fell off and she sat down and cried. The source added that after a number of other incidents where she was heard mumbling to herself, she was escorted out.
Oh, my God. Like, where are her family and friends? Like, seriously? Like, if Katrina A. Johnson, and let me just tell you, this bitch gets drunk an awful lot, and I'm usually the one reining her in, going, no, no, honey, don't touch him. No, no.
Wait, I thought the horror stories were supposed to be contained.
Oh, that's great. Anybody saw Katrina's Twitter today? She was threatening violence against me. She said that I'm her best friend, but I need to keep my whore mouth shut about everything that I know about her. But if you guys saw what I tweeted back to her, I said all fair on Uncensored Radio. And she cared to disagree with me, but at the end of the day, I will put her ass on blast because that's what best friends are for. I mean, right?
Ouch. It's a good thing I'm not on the show with Jeffrey.
Oh, I'm sure he would put your ass on blast.
He already has.
I know the murder trial thing, but who knows what else is on there? I'll have to talk to Jeffrey now that you've mentioned it and get some stories for the show.
Oh, no, no, no.
I love how quickly you're like, no, please, no, no, no. But, yeah, like I was saying, with Katrina Johnson, usually, you know, I'll be like, don't touch him, honey. He'll bite. And, no, no, that's not a toy. And we'll walk away and, you know, I'll kind of be calming her down. But where are Amanda Bynes' friends? I mean, where's her parents? Like, her parents, and most of you guys that know, Katrina was on all that with Amanda Bynes, so she knows that her parents were always up her butt, like, trying to figure out what she was doing and why she was doing it. And so why aren't they concerned for their daughter now? Like,
well, she's a grown woman now. She's not a little girl anymore.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, like, if my brother I see is going fucking crazy, because that's what it is. If you're mumbling to yourself in the middle of an auditorium of a public establishment, you're either
in fishnets.
What?
In fishnets.
In fishnets. I mean, was she talking in tongues? Is the bitch possessed? Like, what's going on? I want to know. Where's the video?
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Girl, the cocaine will not do that shit. She's, like, on bath salts or something. Like, pretty soon she's on her knees. Like, it's just insane.
Well, speaking of hitting it, what's up with Ray J?
I heard the song. Did you hear the song?
I didn't hear the song. I didn't listen to it, but I know all about it, and I know about his lyrics that are, what is it? It says, he doesn't leave any doubt. The lyrics for the song directly reference Kardashian's history of dating athletes and her current relationship with rapper Kanye West, whom he is expecting her first child. She might move on to rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I had her head going north and her ass going south, but now baby chose to go west. No matter where she goes or who she knows, she still belongs in my bed. Woo!
You know, I'm kind of surprised that Kanye hasn't fired back. Like, Kanye is notorious for trying to, like, start shit lyrically. So,
yes, but you know what's funny, though? Like, Kanye's kind of like a creep about this shit, too, because I had read a while back, like, when him and Kim first started hooking up, like, he already had, like, all Kim's porns, and the chick he was, like, smashing before that was, like, an identical replica of Kim.
Was
it was crazy. Like, yeah. But either way, I mean, seriously, Ray J., come on, leave them the fuck alone. Nobody cares.
Well,
and I guess in the video, he like blurred the image of their sex tape.
Are you? That's fucking hilarious. Like, seriously, I want to see the video now just because you said that. I had no idea. That's
I know.
Funny. But think about it. Like, I'm sure you've seen this picture. It's floated around Facebook. It's floated around Twitter. It's that Kardashian, like, you know how they always take those Christmas photos on the stairs? It's one
yeah,
of those
yeah.
pictures, and it's him, like, right in front of all of them saying, I made this family famous with my dick.
I saw that before.
I've seen it, like, a million times, but it never gets old. And it's like... And it's true, though. He did make them all famous. She got famous with the sex tape. Like, all of a sudden, she blew up. People knew who she was. Like, she was a stylist before. Like, she was around, you know, this crowd, but she wasn't famous. She didn't sing. She didn't dance. She didn't act. She wasn't, like, majorly rich, like Paris Hilton rich.
Does she sing, dance, or act now?
But you know what? Like, I'm mad at her. She capitalized on her fucking nakedness. And
she
and
did. That's how they write Ray J made the song, because he's pissed off he ain't getting none of that money.
I'm sure, but that's the thing, though. Like, I'm sure he's like, well, fuck her. She got her 15 minutes of fame off of me. Well, I might as well capitalize on it. And because he's had songs here and there, but I don't think that he's ever had an album that hits, like, really hard. Like,
no, they said, like, his acting career sucked since 2008. He hasn't had an album since 2008, and his acting shit just didn't take off. So, really, he doesn't, you know, I think, and plus then there was that situation, you know, with him and Whitney, too. So I think, like, Ray J is pretty much done. So this was probably his last attempt at trying to get some publicity for people to listen to his song. And his song's probably – how was the song, though?
I mean, it's catchy. Katrina and I heard it at the same time. We're like, I hit it first. Like, it's really catchy. But I don't know. Like, my whole thing with Ray J, though, is, like, he's had songs that have hit here or there, like the Sexy
True.
Can I, and, you know.
One Wish,
here and there, he has pretty good shit, but I just don't know why he doesn't take off. And to be honest with you, like, I kind of think that, like, his association with Brandy brings him down. Because she's kind of just falling off the face of the earth.
Yeah, like, she was going to be, like, a rapper or something, and that never happened. Or maybe it did and just didn't go anywhere. I never heard anything. But, yeah, I think, like, Their careers were ending when they tried to do, like, that reality show. And then he even tried to, like, date people. But it was just for a check. You know, I don't think, like, nobody really cares.
Well, didn't he get one of the girls from that I Love Ray J show pregnant? Didn't he get the girl with a on her face pregnant?
No, Danger, yeah. No, he didn't get her pregnant. Or maybe he did and she lost it or something. But after they split up, she ended up getting pregnant and having a kid. It wasn't his, though.
Okay, because I was under the impression, because I know that he did a I Love Ray J 1 and I Love Ray J 2, like, having his freaking ugly ass on the screen wasn't hard the first time. We had to watch it a second time.
Yeah.
She came on there, and she was pregnant, and she said that she was pregnant with Ray J. That's why I was like, what?
Yeah.
Okay,
I don't know about all the details of that either, so...
Okay, so somebody in the chat room, get to investigating. Let us know if Miss Danger is indeed
had a child from Mr. Ray J, or if she lost it, or what's going on, because we need an update. Why?
Yeah,
I don't know. It's kind of relevant, kind of, but not really. But it's okay. We'll go with it. It's all right. So, with that being said, speaking of other crooners here, you were talking, and you kind of mentioned it a couple of times this weekend when we spoke about Rick Ross.
Yeah, I mean, I think really this is going to come down to, like, freedom of speech. Right now, he's under scrutiny for some lyrics in a song, which he basically said, "Put Molly all in her champagne, she ain't even know it. I took her home and I enjoyed that, she ain't even know it." So basically, he's condoning date rape or rape. And Talib Kweli called him out and said basically he's condoning rape and he should apologize. It's disgusting what he did, you know. But in rap music, you got people talking about selling drugs, killing people, having sex. It's not, you know, you can, when I see you, I'm going to kill you, you know what I mean? And nobody gets charged because of their shit that they're saying, because it's a freedom of speech. But in that role, I think you have to have, like, some kind of a responsibility. And even though I think, I don't know, my personal feelings is that, like, it's fucked up. Because there's little kids that listen to that shit who are popping mollies all over the damn place now. They think that's cool. I popped a molly. I'm freaking sweating. Woo! Okay, yeah, that's great. But do you know what you're really, do you know what's in that molly? It's like freaking crack, heroin. Like, who really wants to do that, you know?
Okay,
but
I am
it's a real problem.
You. Hold on. Explain to me what did you call it? An molly?
A molly.
Okay.
They're like pills that are like supposed to be ecstasy or something, but they're not. They're like all a combination of a whole bunch of drugs in a pill.
So it's
supposed to be like pure ecstasy, but it's really not.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so it's like a big epidemic. But, again, I mean, I think when you have a certain image to uphold and you're in the limelight like that, obviously Maybach Music is probably one of the strongest rap groups, you know, performers, Rick Ross, Meek Mill, all of them are really on top of the charts right now with everything. But the only problem is that where do we draw a line when we say we're not listening to this shit anymore? You know, because we got kids that are coming up here that are freaking nuts.
Yeah.
And they're influenced by this. They're influenced by the things that people are saying. So now, you know, you're going to have, like, an epidemic not only of people popping mollies like they already are, but now, hey, let's pop mollies and put mollies in bitches' drinks so they pass out and we can have our way with them. Like, come on. This world's already fucked up enough. What, like, really?
Well,
so
here's my thing on it, though. Like, I know that a lot of people are going to say freedom of speech, but there has to be a certain guideline. Like, just as how we can't go to a theater and scream fire, like, I don't think it should be allowed that we can say, yeah, let's, you know, take this girl home and rape her because she doesn't know it. And, I mean, that's horrible. Like,
it is.
Can you imagine, like, what was that football team that we talked about on Chick Chat where these guys, they did the same thing. In essence, this girl was passed it drunk. They did stuff to her. They
recorded
it. They sent it around school. This poor girl didn't know what happened. She didn't know what was going on. I mean, basically, this Rick Ross is giving them ammunition to say, hey, it's cool, it's fine, look at me, I'm making big money and I'm talking about rape. Like, y'all need to do it. You know what I mean? Because kids are very susceptible to that shit. So,
they are. And speaking of which, you know, it's really common these days to tweet lyrics to songs. I mean, I do it. I don't know. I mean, a lot of people do it. Everybody does it, you know. And Rick Ross and Meek Mill's lyrics just led to a police bust of more than 60 Harlem gang members because of their tweeting about the songs and social media. It says, according to an indictment released earlier today, members of Air It Out, True Money, Wode, and True Money bosses took to Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube to coordinate their moves. God forgives, I don't. Somebody's got to die, one alleged member of the gang, Air It Out. I'm two Glocks strapped, rolling down 112th Madison, 116th, this is the new Iraq, boasted another member. I'll give you 300 if you clap a trill or Wode before October, another said. So they ended up getting charged with numerous assaults, three murders, three shooting accounts, gun possession, and drug trafficking. Charges range from felony conspiracy to murder in the first degree to fourth degree criminal possession. So if that's not a lesson to you to shut the fuck up, you don't just tweet lyrics if you're really doing that kind of bullshit, because you're going to get fucked up. If you don't think that they're not paying attention to social media, you're crazy.
Well, especially now since social media is huge. Like, I'm talking about all over the world. Like, if some, what was that little girl that just went missing and they were able to find her through Facebook? Because,
well, you can't even go to a stoplight without a camera anymore. Like, everything. Your social media is being monitored. Your phone calls, your text messages are being monitored. You're driving, you're being monitored. Everywhere you go, you're pretty much on camera. So if you're doing a criminal activity, why are you going to talk about it? They're going to find you. Stop posting pictures of your weed on the Internet.
Because they're idiots, and they think that they're untouchable. And the fact of the matter is that they ain't shit. Like, at the end of the day, if you're making a criminal threat, they're going to fucking throw the book at you and put you in jail, as they should. It's just the same thing. Like, if I make a threat to you, Stephanie, and say, well, fuck you, I'm going to shoot your ass, yeah, people are going to be knocking at my door. I just threaten your life. Like, that's serious. Like, these idiots think that they're above some sort of a fucking code. No, you're not. And I hope you rot in jail. Sorry.
I mean, I think there's always been, the thing about freedom of speech and expressing yourself in a song. There was just actually like a recent thing. There was like in our area, one of the football coaches like was illegally recruiting kids or whatever, and had them like living somewhere and, you know, buying them off. And it, basically they all got busted. This happened in Skinny Atlas. And then the kid came out and made a rap song, which basically he was talking about how messed up everybody was and what he would do to them. And I think, you know, putting a gun up to the coach's face and some of that stuff came about. So they're, like, investigating the song, you know. So little by little, that Fifth Amendment stuff. I mean, I think this even happened, like, with, like, rock and roll and the hair band days, like with Ozzy Osbourne, like he was always under scrutiny for his lyrics. And it always came down to the Fifth Amendment and freedom of speech. Like, you can't blame music or what someone else is saying for your actions. Now, if you choose to live your life like that, then you have to deal with the consequences that are going to come your way at the end of the day. You know?
There has to be an extent of where freedom of speech draws a line. I mean, if you're talking about criminal activity, if you're talking about raping someone, I don't think that that's necessarily, and you know what, I'm probably going to talk over myself because, and I just thought about this, but I love Eminem, but the Marshall Mathers LP, like, he did talk about that. He talked about raping his mother and shooting her and killing her, and a blood stain turns orange three or four times once you wash it.
And doing drugs and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, but and how many? I think that there was two incidences where there were kids that they had done something and they had committed suicide after hearing that CD or that album. Like, even though these artists think that it doesn't influence people and that, oh, you know, it's on them. Yeah, it is on them, but you also have a responsibility.
Yeah, just like we do for our mouth. I could choose to run off at my lip and tell everybody every day what I think about them, but because I can do that, I have enough self-control and sense to shut my fucking mouth and keep certain things to myself, you know? But again, it's a fine line. Again, I'm for freedom of speech, to be able to say what we want uncensored, anytime, any place, whether you're nuts, sane, whatever your views or your opinions are, speak them. However, you have to be aware of the effects and the consequences that what you say and what you do does and can affect other people. So when there's a bunch of teenagers going out there popping Molly and girls getting raped because it's cool in a rap song, what do we do about it?
Well, I mean, there's a choice, and I think that the case is like most people used to do back in the days, you know, just start boycotting shit. Like, just,
yeah.
You don't want to listen to that, just don't fucking listen to it and tell everybody else not to listen to it.
True, like, everyone has a choice.
No, everybody does have the choice, but, you know, you also have the right, if we're talking about freedom of speech, to voice your personal opinions on it and share those with everybody else. I mean, you don't have to be limited, and you, because of social media and because it's so huge, you have the ability to reach several avenues of people of different walks of life and of different, you know, economic levels. So, yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, definitely we can make a difference, like, all the time, especially, you know, even if
it's going to really come down to choices, Daisy. It's a choice to listen to it or not listen to it. It's a choice to allow and have control of your children listening to certain shit. And it's a choice to say, okay, I am or I'm not going to do this as a responsible adult. So everybody, at the end of the day, the music isn't going to change. People are still going to say whatever they want, whether it's talking about rape, killing, whatever. But we, the people, have to say, okay, I'm not listening to this shit. My kids aren't going to listen to this shit. Or if you do you have self-control? And those idiots that go out there that don't have it have to face the consequences for their actions. That's what it's going to be at the end of the day. Nothing's going to change.
Well, I think, too, like, the reason that the cops are making more of a big deal is because you have a lot of the people, like, the guy who shot up the Batman Theater, James Holmes, where he was making threats, and he was writing things down to the university and talking to the psychologist, and nothing was done. So a lot of these threats are now being taken very, very seriously because, yeah, they could be someone's thoughts, or someone could be seriously fucked up and go through with these things. Like, don't we all have one of those days where we wish that we could really, like, just punch somebody in the face because it's just, you're done, but you're not going to do it. Or most people wouldn't do it. But then there's that crazy mofo that you're just like, really? Did you just punch them in the face? And then
I might have been that person once or twice.
Exactly. So, but I mean, everything's different. Although I do have to confess that when I was in high school, Sublime was pretty freaking popular and Date Rape was on. I mean, it was great because at the end the guy got it literally in the end. But I mean, that was like one of the most popular songs when I was in high school, and I remember singing it like crazy. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
it was a difference. There was a twist to the story. It wasn't just about date rape. He talked about it, and I think that that's for the same reason that they separate prisoners in there. I mean, they separate the rapists and the child molesters from everybody else. Why? Because there's just a code, like it's a like moral ethical compass or something. Even murderers have it, apparently.
So they can just fuck each other and stuff.
Well,
being in regular population.
No, I thought that like. If you were, like, complete, like, if you were gay, they held you in another cell.
But how fucked up is that? Like, because you're a child rapist or a raper or whatever, why do you, just because you run the risk of getting killed while you're in prison by someone who's in there for murder, oh, fucking well. You know, why do they have protection? Did the victim that they raped and screwed their life up have protection? Why the hell would we protect those son of a bitches? You did the crime. You're going to prison now for that.
Yeah.
Well, never mind. Let's be real. Rapists don't go to prison. They only get probation. But,
yeah,
but that's a whole other story in itself.
Well, no, I mean, but here's the thing, and you're giggling, which means that there's a story behind it, but...
No, I mean, if you really think about the laws, you know, you can take a 17-year-old kid who may have came up rough and is on his own at a young age, you know, and hustling is the only way he knows to get by. They'll take that young kid and throw his ass in prison for 10 years, but you got a repeat sex offender who's been looking at child porn and having touching little kids, and he gets probation or a minimal jail time and doesn't ever go to prison. Like, it happens again and again and again. And it's like, what's the worst of two evils? I can protect my kids to say no to drugs, but how the hell do you protect them from a child rapist?
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? That's why they made Megan's Law, and I'm kind of iffy on the whole Megan's Law thing because I don't believe that some of the people that are on there should be. Like, literally, if you're 17 and you have sex with a 16-year-old, you can be put in there as a sex offender. Like,
yeah.
It just doesn't...
That's
that
stupid.
That to me is a little ridiculous. Or, like, if you're caught, if you're an adult and... Let's say, you know, I'm with my husband and we decide to get frisky out in public and start having sex in the car. If we get caught, we're registered as sex offenders. It doesn't matter that we're married. It doesn't matter that we're adults. We were doing it in public. Even though it was in my car, if we're caught, we have to register as sex offenders. And I don't think that that's necessarily true. Like, I don't think
that's
it's right.
That's crazy.
Isn't it?
Hell am I? That's real bad.
Oh, shit. So, girl,
I mean, I haven't had sex in a car in a very long time, but I'm just saying.
But I'm just saying, you need to be careful because, you know, you don't want to be registered as a sex offender. But no,
true.
Like, I do see, like, I've seen, like, the Megan's Law, like, I'll punch in my address or I'll just see who's around, you know, to see who the neighbors are, make sure that everything's on the up and up. And, like, especially around my folks' house, which is, like, L.A., I've typed in their address, and I've looked around, and it's like, you see these, like, 70 or 80-year-old men, and it says that they were just convicted, like, 2000 or 2001, 2002. And what kills me is when it says, like, what they were charged with, and it's, like, molestation with a foreign object. Or something like that.
Yeah, of an 8-year-old. You know,
yeah.
It's like, what
yeah,
the fuck?
Penetration of an 8-year-old or something like that. It's like,
yeah.
Seriously, people? Like, seriously? Why aren't you burning in hell? Like, I'm sorry, but I wouldn't register.
And we protect these assholes. We protect them. That's, yeah, that's great. Anyways, I'm just going to get pissed off and start drinking now. Where's my gun?
Oh my goodness. Because, you know, we'll have people showing up at your door. You're going to be like, thanks, Casey.
I'm going to have an anti-gun protest in my front yard in 5 minutes.
Oh, good Lord. Oh,
I'm
going to
go outside and shoot some shit in the air.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Oh.
Well, it happens. What can I tell you?
Well,
but, yeah.
I think
Rick
we need
Ross.
A vacation to Cuba.
What?
I think we need to take a vacation to Cuba.
Oh, God. Are you talking about Jay-Z and Beyonce? Don't get me started. Seriously?
Yes, I'm getting you started.
I'm going to go off. But, yeah, I heard that Jay-Z and Beyonce took their 5th wedding anniversary in Cuba. And there's a couple of things that come to mind. And, I mean, number one would be there's an embargo. How the hell did you get there? That would be number one. Number two is, yeah, they do offer permits, but normally it's for people that have family there and it's for religious purposes. So
So I don't understand how they got there. I don't know. What do you guys think?
How did they get there? They paid money to get there. And you have to have certain papers to go there. Like you said, you know they don't have them.
No, not at all. I mean, even if they were to fly in there illegally through Mexico or some other shit where they flew directly to Cuba, they still have a U.S. passport. Like, I don't understand. And secondly, why would you want to go to Cuba? And trust me, I'm half Cuban, so I'm all for our, you know, I have deep patriotism for you know, my dad's heritage and where I came from and all that stuff, but I am not a communist, neither a socialist, and I vowed never to visit the land as long as it's a communist country. And it's sad. But it's like, what are Jay-Z and Beyonce doing? Are they endorsing communism? Are they endorsing people that have no money, that have no say, that have no power to do anything in the country? I mean, I love it because you have people like Michael Moore who go there and they say, oh, free health care, and it's so great, and it's so this, and it's like, you don't know the real Cuba because you are allowed to film certain things, only the best part, because why would they show you the bad part? That makes no sense, right?
Yeah, well, I'm looking right here, and it says that, let's see. In a letter written by U.S. Representatives Ilena Ross Lieutenant and Mario Diaz, who represent districts in South Florida where there's a high Cuban-American population, they asked Office of Foreign Assets Control Director Adam Zubin for information about the license the couple received, the purpose of their travel, and who approved the trip. And it said, despite the clear prohibition against tourism in Cuba, numerous press reports described the couple's trip as tourism, and the Castro regime touted it as such in its propaganda. So basically, they went out there, they visited a dance club, dined out at a high-level restaurant. So now they're facing inquiries from Congress about their trip and penalties for violating the ban, which could include up to $250,000 and prison time.
Do you think they care? They don't care.
However, thousands of Americans travel to Cuba each year, usually by way of other countries, and very few are prosecuted.
So here's the thing. I still have family there. It's unfortunate, but it is what it is. They can't leave, not legally. But I have family members, I have friends, and for example, I have two best friends, they're twins, and they were brought over prior to communism, and their father still has his brother there. So he's only allowed to visit legally through the U.S. once every 7 years. He's allowed to visit his brother, okay?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So once every 7 years. And he's all about doing everything legally because he doesn't want any type of thing to screw up his citizenship here. There's no way in hell he's banned or he's going to go against anything. But it's like you have these people who are touring the country like Beyonce and Jay-Z. They're paying, you know, nickels on the cent, being taken to the palaces and this and that. And they're being shown a side of Cuba that is not shown to the people of Cuba. You have to realize that a lot of people don't understand, like, the seriousness of it. And my grandfather, worked for an American company when President Batista was in power, and he worked for Edison. He worked for Southern California Edison. He worked for the electrical company, and he worked as an accountant. So he made a lot of money back then for you know, the 60s. So he had a lot of say, a lot of power. Well, when communism started to happen, my grandfather put in for his visa to come to the United States. At that point, Castro overthrew Batista, or basically ran him out of the country, and everybody who had submitted in for a visa was then removed from their homes, removed from their jobs, and taken to the sugarcane fields to work. In essence, it was a concentration camp. Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. People don't know about this because nobody talks about it. Okay?
You know, I come from the same background as you. The same thing from my Ukrainian heritage. Like, we all know about the Jew Holocaust, you know, all the millions of Jews that were killed in concentration camps. But it's the same thing. My grandparents escaped a Russia communist takeover of the Ukraine. And at that time, they had invaded Poland and the Ukraine. And my grandparents escaped. And my grandmother told me that, basically, they all had jobs, everything. But then they were all forced to work in fields for, like, a loaf of bread. And there was millions of people who starved to death because the ration of food. My grandmother told me that there was times that they would find a rotten potato on the side of the road, and that would be all that she had to eat for a whole week. So when my grandmother was pregnant for my father, they escaped the country. My father was born in West Germany, even though we're not German, we're Ukrainian, and came to this country and settled here and worked their tail ends off, you know, and did well. But, again, people don't know that there was millions of Ukrainian people killed because of communism. And it's the same thing, like you said, in Cuba. These people are out there working in fields and dying.
Yeah, well, and this is, like, my grandfather used to tell me stories. Like, he said that they would put laxatives in the coffee. They weren't allowed water. They would put ground up glass in the meat. So they could he couldn't eat. My grandmother had to sneak onto the fields at night and take him food in order for him just to have freaking bread and water and survive. He worked at the concentration, well, I call them concentration camps, but the sugarcane fields for 3 years before he was allowed to go. And when he was allowed to go, they could only take the clothes on their back. They weren't allowed any jewelry. They couldn't take any money, nothing. And my grandfather had a lot of money from then because he was working with an American company. He wasn't allowed to take anything. They were only allowed to take one spare change of underwear, and that was it. No toothbrushes, no toothpaste, no hair combs, no jewelry, nothing. Nothing. They had to leave it all there because he said that belonged to Cuba. And, you know, and my grandfather didn't care. He came over here. He put up a business. He did all his own stuff. My grandmother had she started sewing when he was in the concentration camp because she didn't have any other form of money. Like, he stopped working, so they took him to the freaking sugarcane fields. And my grandmother actually, when they came here, she made her own business and started an embroidery company. And she would embroider the Dodger jacket with...
oh, nice.
You know, yeah, she started embroidering the Dodger jacket. She embroidered the scarves for Michael Jackson, the scarves that he would throw off stage, the ones with the M and the K on them. So, like, they did very, very well for what they had. So that's another reason why, like, when everybody talks shit about, like, how bad the U.S. is and all this other stuff, it's like, it is what you make of it. If everybody else can come here and do shit, then why can't you?
Well, exactly. Like, my grandfather worked his fingers to the bone in a rope factory, for God's sake. But they were wealthy. Like, every time you came over, it was like, take this money, take it, take it. They're, like, shoving money down your throat because they just know the value of a dollar. So they can make it into everything. As long as everything was taken care of, anything extra they had, they always shared that. And that's what I love about them. You just, there's not people like this anymore. They don't make them like that anymore, you know. But, yeah, this country, you know, it is. Like, if you work hard, we all got the same 24 hours in a day.
Yep.
What you do with your 24 hours is on you. If your life sucks, do something about it. Bottom line.
Yeah. Well, what did James call me yesterday? I think he called me, like, Wonder Woman or some shit. Because I'm, like, doing 50 million things. Like, I have my regular job. I have the radio show. I have a side job. I am helping my brother with his master. Like, I'm doing, like, 50 million things along with going home, cooking, cleaning, and being a wife. Like, come on. If I could do all that shit, some people can just very easily send in topics once a week and it wouldn't be a problem. But, you know, it just happens. Yes, it happens, and you know what? There's no excuse for it. I don't feel sorry for you. We have the same hours in a day, just as you said. So, yeah, it happens. Yes,
you make time for what you want to do. You prioritize and you make the time. If you don't have enough time to do all the things you want to do, then you probably need to prioritize some things in your life.
Yeah. But back to the whole Cuba thing with Beyonce and Jay-Z, I'm very disappointed in them. I really am. Like, Cuba used to be a very beautiful place, but what they're seeing is through the lens of another person. Like, they're being...
Oh, of course. They probably were treated like royalty.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course they were. Of course they were. But at the end of the day, the people there suffer every day. Like, people work their asses off. I'm talking about 80 hours a day, like double overtime type of thing, and they will make $100 in a week. And
yeah. They
will try to buy an egg, and an egg, one solid egg, will be $5. And they only make $100 a week. I mean, come on. These people are starving. Unless you're a communist, like, you're not going to have all of the things that everybody else has. And it's sad. It's really, really sad.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
Yeah, I'm disappointed in them.
I'm so.
And Beyonce, you should have known better, Miss Single Ladies. But what are you going to do?
Yeah, well, we should talk about a big epidemic that we have is with lying ass people.
Well, I don't think Beyonce could have lied on this one. I mean, pictures are everywhere.
Yeah, whatever the reasons were for it, I mean, I'm sure it'll come out, but it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense as to why they would want to go there for their fifth wedding anniversary. I'm pretty sure they didn't really give a shit about the people in the country.
Absolutely not. Because it is what it is. People are always like that. What are you going to do with it? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, Missy, you were saying?
Yes, you brought up a topic about liars and how to spot a liar.
That's right. Go into it. Go into it, girl.
Well, I mean, I think, like, everybody lies, but there's different levels of lying. You know, do you lie to hurt someone's, you know, you can say, oh, I keep it 100 all the time, but if your wife walks in a room and says, how does my new haircut look? Are you going to say that it looks like shit and make her cry? Like, so I think there's times that we all lie, but do you lie to protect your ass, to protect other people's feelings? I think it all comes down to the point of why you lie. Most of them are harmless, but some people really lie. They take lying to a whole nother level when they manipulate people. They take people for a ride. You know, there's so many people out there. It's kind of like a way of life now for people to just lie and deceit and see what they can get out of people, and that's how they live their lives.
Well, and I think that that's why a lot of people don't like, especially at work, like, I try not to sugarcoat stuff, and I try not to walk around stuff, especially since, you know, we're dealing with the government, we're dealing with a lot of stuff. I basically say it is what it is. It's black or it's white. There is no gray or in-between area.
Mm-hmm.
And I do understand, because sometimes I've done it where, you know, my brother will ask me something like, do you think my wife, you know, and he'll give me a scenario. And I'll lie, and I'll be like, well, you know, it's fine. It's not that bad. And when really I'm thinking, this fucking heifer is a bitch. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you just, there's a point where you just go, it's too much trouble to tell the truth. Just let them live in some ignorance. You know what I mean?
But they're saying that lying is like, at an all-time high. They're saying that high-stakes lying is out of control and it's costing us big bucks in one way or another. It's not simply a matter of quantifying losses in dollars. It's costing us emotionally and psychologically. We pay through the nose for deceit, whether it's increased insurance premiums, home and computer security systems, psychiatric or divorce, lawyer bills, or reputational damage. It's saying trust is under siege, and at a premium. And it went on to say a whole bunch of different scenarios, But it says, it's estimated that a typical organization loses 5% of annual revenue due to fraud. Mm-hmm. 1 in 4 Americans believes it's okay to lie to an insurer. 1/3 of all resumes contain false information. And 1 in 5 employees say that they are aware of fraud in the workplace but won't report it. And all of those things are crimes.
Oh, absolutely. But then you also have to think about, you know, how big the lie is that they're saying. And I understand, like, a whole bunch of little lies, it accumulates to a lot of money over a long period of time. But, for instance, Miss Katrina Johnson, which I'm going to put on blast again, like, she can't exactly lie about her insurance because, well, the bitch got into, like, 9 accidents in 2 years. Like, there's no way she could talk her way out of that or lie about it. So, I mean, her insurance company basically knows, we're taking a risk. And,
yeah,
you know, that's pretty much it. But, yeah, I do get it where, and I myself am guilty of it, like, my insurance company will ask me, you know, is my car for luxury or for commuting? And it's cheaper for me to say luxury because it is a luxury car. But, you know, if I was actually saying, no, it's actually a commuting car, I commute, you know, 60 miles a day,
mm-hmm.
My premium's going to go up. So
really?
I'm a liar, I guess. According to you, I'm a liar.
Well, I mean, it's saying, like, all over, you know, someone who's in a relationship that's being lied to, they go to a therapist, they're emotionally strung out, then it has effects on people's health, you know, so then they're sick because of a bad relationship, you know, so now all of our insurance premiums go up based upon people's lies, and it's the same thing. The more people lie in insurance companies, not saying health insurance now, but let's say car insurance. The more people who lie about their details of an accident or the, you know, how you're driving in a car or whatever, though, just because you're saving a buck now, you know, where do you think the insurance company is going to make up for that money? In the premium that everybody else is going to have to pay. So because of our lies, we're paying for it more so.
Yeah, but I guess, like, you, I mean, I guess you would have to seriously have everybody to stop lying for it to even make a substantial change. And is that going to happen? The likelihood
of
it is no. It's not going to
happen. But how do we spot a liar? How do you spot a liar?
Katrina Johnson actually gave us some really good tips on guilty pleasures on Friday.
Oh, did she?
How do you spot a liar?
Yes. You pay attention to their body language. I would have to go back and listen to it. They called me out a few times on some things, but also the way you spot it is you repeat a question. Like, if you ask them a question and they don't give you a direct answer.
Oh, yeah, they question you right back. What did you say? Or, yeah.
But, You repeat the question like 3 times, and usually by the 3rd time, if the person's gonna tell you the truth, then they'll eventually break down by the third time. You all would have to go back and listen to it to get all of the tips, or ask Katrina herself.
And I think it has to do with their eyes too, their pupils.
Yeah.
Did you know that that
if,
when a person tells a lie, their pupils dilate?
No, actually, and I know this because my line of work, there's, like, little tell signs for us to know who's lying. And if you're talking to the person and you ask them a question and they look to the left, like, up in the sky, like, up to the left, they're lying.
Ooh. Maybe we need to get a PI on the show.
Yeah, that and when they start off telling you, like, if you're asking them something and if they go, you know, I want to honestly tell you, like, that's a tell that they're lying. You never say that.
Yeah. Well, just like, and James said, too. So, did you go to the party the other night? What do you mean, did I go to the party the other night? That's a liar right there. When they repeat the question back to you, they're lying because they're giving themselves more time to think of an answer. And a person who's not lying would say, yeah, Or, nah, I didn't even do this. I ended up doing this. You know, they give an explanation for the question. A person who's lying needs a little bit of time on the spot to think about it, so they repeat the question back to you.
Yeah, definitely. So we need to be careful with people that do that. Oh, that and people that, instead of looking at you in the eyes, they try to focus, like, in between your eyes or on your forehead. And you know how you can tell the difference, right? Like, you know when somebody's actually looking at your eyes or looking at your forehead or something. And that's another way that you can tell that they're just, they don't want to pay attention to you. Like, they feel uncomfortable with the situation.
Right.
So,
okay.
Interesting. Another way to spot a liar is to put pictures up of Katrina Johnson's ex-boyfriend side by side. And then you will know who are all liars. I'm just saying.
I think we've all had one of those.
Yeah, a little bit. She's going to tell me, by the way. She's going to be like, what the fuck? Why are you putting me on black?
we might be hearing about you in a rap song.
I know. She's going to make song that says, like, shut your whore mouth before I punch you in the face or some shit like that.
Katrina's going to come out with, I hit you first, bitch.
I hit you in your whore mouth, bitch. Speaking of rap, I told you earlier today, but I want to let everybody else know, I don't normally listen to rap. However, there is a set few that I will listen to every now and then, but I am, like, completely obsessed with Mac Miller at the current moment. I have heard of him before. I never heard of any songs that he did, but he's done that song with Ariana Grande, and I don't know about you guys over on the East Coast, but on the West Coast in L.A., that song is on fucking repeat on every station. And it's so I was like, what is this Mac Miller guy all about? And then I started looking at him, and I'm like, he looks like Eminem. Like, this could be his freaking brother. And then I was like, he raps like Wiz Khalifa. It's not so bad. Oh, wait a minute. There's, like, two or three songs that I like. And now I've caught myself downloading shit on iTunes, and my husband's like, you don't even listen to rap. What are you doing? And I'm like, I have no idea. I like me the Mac Miller.
Stephanie's rubbing off on me.
I guess. I was like, listen, I don't know why I like him, but I do, so back off. Let me be. I want to,
like, shake my booty. Watch how I clean the house, honey. Watch how I clean the house.
Oh, goodness. I'm, like, obsessed with Knock Knock and Miss Paul's, and, like, I'm just, yeah, I'm apparently a Mac Miller fan now. Don't judge me. I'm sorry, y'all. It happened. So that's my guilty pleasure for the week. Do you have a guilty pleasure?
I cannot confirm or deny that.
Do you like the Mac Miller?
He's not my favorite. He's okay, but he's not real.
So who's your current rap obsession? Or what's currently on your freaking iPhone or iPad or whatever the hell?
Oh, God, I have too many songs to even artists to tell you, but I think my favorite probably of all time is, and that I can relate to lyrically, which is important to me, is Fabolous. I love him.
Fabolous.
We'll leave that alone.
I'm sorry, It's almost 8 o'clock. That's why I was like, it's fabulous. Okay, so
yeah.
We got like a minute left, and I want to make sure that everybody knows to like our Facebook page and to follow us on Twitter now. So, Stephanie, go ahead and give them those handles.
Our Facebook page is The Schmooze on Uncensored, and our Twitter is at The Schmooze UCR.
Yes, and you guys can follow Stephanie and myself personally. You can follow me at Daisy Concept.
And me at MZ_KONYK. And we'll see you next week, guys.
We'll see you next week. Remember to hit that schmooze button.
If you're not schmoozing, you're losing. did it. We did it.